You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Oh man, it's Jace Cosmic, G5 in the building up here in Halifax, a lovely, lovely place. I'm here at Adam. If you're ever in Halifax, you got to come check out Adam. My visit here was amazing. We got to do the VOC out here, which is the Voices of Community. We got to speak to the people. We got shown around to many of the historic places here in Halifax. The work that Adam is doing for individuals coming from Africa and acclimatizing to Canadian life is amazing. I would love to come back and check it out. Some more of like your winter programming, because we only got to see the summer programming. Other than that, I think that the experience of coming to a new country, this is kind of like a good start before you hit Toronto, if I could say that, because Toronto's fast-paced and Halifax is a lot more laid back, but it still is Canadian living, you know? I felt that there were parts that they enjoyed and parts that they didn't enjoy, and the only reason why they didn't enjoy it was because it was a culture shock of the pace of life here and the pace of life as it is in Toronto, which is fast-paced and everything's so instantaneous, where here you actually have to wait for things like the bus. There's no subway transit as there is in Toronto. Here you're busing, but nothing's really far per se, you know, unless you're going to one side of the city and whatnot. But I think they enjoyed their stay. I think there was a way for them to get a chance to see a different way of life, a slower pace of life, and understand that, you know, things aren't always just go, go, go. I hope they really appreciated the water. I think the water creates such a energy that influences the city of Halifax. You know, being that the Atlantic Ocean is right there, I believe that creates influence on the mannerisms and the behaviors of the people of Halifax. They loved it. I took them all over the place. They got to see the culture of Toronto, Queen Street West, where a lot of the culture that is in Toronto, especially urban culture, comes from. And they really appreciated that. The busyness, because they're always looking, they're youth, so they're looking for things to do. And within Toronto, there's numerous things to do. So they did appreciate that. They kept saying, Halifax is so laid back. And what I would keep saying to them is, when you get older, you're going to appreciate that laid backness, because when it's go, 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 it is go, go, go. There's no rest. And here you can see that people actually appreciate life a little bit more, like life itself, you know?
My name's Sebastian. I'm going to grade 10. I am 14 years old. It was honestly a good experience, like a big change from Toronto to Halifax. Like, I mean, Toronto is a big city with big experiences. Well, Halifax is only a beautiful province with small places. But at the end, it was still nice. The people from Halifax, they are very nice and kind people. They welcomed us with open hearts the very first hour we got off the bus. I did get enough activities, but the timing about the activities was kind of bad, because every hour we would do one thing, the next hour we were rushing to the bus to go do another. Yes, I would recommend it.
My name is Ali. I'm 14 years old, and I came here to help these people from Toronto to get used to Halifax and be their friends. Yes, I did, and it was amazing. It was really fun, and the buildings were really tall, and that's what I enjoyed about it, and that's it. I did a lot of activities, but some of them were swimming, shopping, and we went to visit some places, like winter and wild places. We swam and water slides. That's it.
Well, I think they did. I'm not sure, but I think they did, because none of them seems sad right now or not happy.
It's good knowing what is in the other country, like how they're used to, how do they leave and something like that. So I'll say yeah.
Come on, Linga.
Oh, we gotta do the drum roll roll up?
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, 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 hey. I found that honestly, when I got to talk to you guys individually, you're all very sweet and you're funny. Some of you are just a little too cute. It's adorable. No, seriously, like if I was your age mate, we could be, like some of y'all could be like a lot of my friends. I'd be like, this is my crew, come here. I know I gave you a hard time, but that's just because this job is stressful and I was doing a lot of it myself. So I appreciate your working with me, and it was fun to have you. If you want to come back, please do. I will take care of you if you come back. Just be like, Malenga, I'm here. Yeah? So I'll miss you guys.
We'll miss you too.
Maybe I'll come to Toronto. I'll see you there.
My name is Pamela. I'm from Toronto Tropicana Community Services. Okay, so I'm a coordinator of the YMCA Youth Exchanges Program, and the purpose of the program is to connect youth between the ages of 12 to 17 in a cross-cultural exchange program. So it's 1 week visit, 1 week host, and it's just, again, to get them to connect with the other youths from different locations and provinces of Toronto. The connection that is made when they do the exchange is to see that youth, similar to their ages, experience life just like they do, but just from a different different location. They do have a lot more similarities than they would have thought before meeting each other. Whether you come from a different country, different area, like, you see that there's similarities, more similarities than there is differences. So it allows them to be comfortable to make a connection to begin with. The easygoing nature of Halifax. Toronto is like a city that never sleeps. Like, it's always go, 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 whereas Halifax is more laid back. A memory that I would take back with me would be actually visiting the naval ship, the Navy Army ship. That was pretty cool and exciting to see, especially all the different efforts that they put into to guard our borders of our sea, and actually seeing it firsthand made it really a good experience to remember. I brought 15 youth. I brought 9 girls and 6 boys. Excited to see something different. So our conversations that we end up with in the nights, or what we've been seeing as an undertone, is just the same thing, like the easygoingness of Halifax, and that it's like everybody knows everybody. It's more tight knit and connected compared to Toronto, where it's a very big city with a lot more people and not many people know each other. Next year, I'm not sure. It depends on the process of like YMCA, but if to say if it's an endeavor for me in the future, yeah, I probably would come back on my own in the future to just see it again.
Femi Adini is my name. I'm the treasurer in the Adam board, and so far I think I've been loving it here. Today is the first day that I really have a one-on-one encounter with the people, the participants in the exchange. But I felt the energy, and I love the spirit. I love the way they do things. And I can feel it, that they really have a swell time. They really enjoy themselves. And when they are also saying goodbye to each other, I can see the connections that they've already made already, during this period. And I think we should do more of this, because it makes you to be able to know themselves more, to be able to share cultural values, to be able to share thoughts, and to be able to form a team that could be great people in the future. ADAM is an umbrella body for the black communities in Nova Scotia. We have like 54 countries who are member here. And we also have, because it's taking care of all the African descent, we also have people who are African descent that have been here. They are already Nova Scotian, that have been here for over 200 years. So ADAM is a body that brings all those people together and represent them and ensure that they are being shaping in the activities in their community.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.